Is it possible to have too much of a good thing? Chocolate. Well, health professionals say that it's all right in small doses. But if overeaten can lead to symptoms like restlessness, shakiness, insomnia, headaches, dizziness, rapid or abnormal heart rhythms, anxiety, or caffeine dependency. Smartphones can be useful, but if you can't stop looking at yours, your phone can make your real life a lot harder. It can affect how you relate to people, your mood, your sleep quality, and even your brain chemistry. Vitamins can be good for you in the right quantities, but overdosing on them can cause problems. With so many things in life, it seems like having some is good, but having too much can produce a negative effect. Is there anything in life that you don't have to worry about overdoing? I think there is. After Moses' death, when Joshua was about to lead the children of Israel into the promised land, God said to him, "This book of the law must never depart from your mouth, and you are to meditate on it day and night." The book of the law was the word of God that they had heard and learned. And what is the word of God all about? It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about the stone that was rolled away, so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about God's love nailed to a tree. It's about every drop of blood that flowed from him when it should have been me. What the Lord was telling the Israelites could be paraphrased like this: you can't have too much Jesus. If you think of him in the morning, if you talk about him at noon, if you pray to him in the evening, if Jesus and his word and his forgiveness and his love were to surround you day and night, it would not be too much. We daily sin much. So how can we ever be assured too often that our sins are forgiven? We also walk through the valley of the shadow of death daily, as the psalmist David says. Such a fragile life you lead that can be taken in an instant by a sudden medical emergency or an oncoming driver who crosses the center line and hits you head on. Can you have too much Jesus? If death surrounds our daily walk, wouldn't it be beneficial to be surrounded just as often with the life that Jesus gives? Can we hear the words of Job too often when he says, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes." Can we have too much of that? You can't have too much Jesus. I want to impress that on your hearts this morning at the beginning of a new school year at Emmanuel. Because I think that especially young people who don't have a lot of life experience and haven't yet seen and endured some of life's hardest struggles can be tempted to think that it's possible to overdose on Jesus just a little bit. Chapel twice a day, still another religion class that I have to take. If I miss church because I have to work on a big assignment, well, school is important, right? That's really why I'm here. No, academics is not the reason you are here. You can get that at any school. You are here to get more Jesus. That's why we are all here. You are here to find teachers who will talk openly with you about the cross, about sin and grace, and about your eternal life. And yes, every one of us is willing to do that with you. You are here to find friends who will support you when you are troubled, not just with a pat on the back and a quick, "Don't worry, it'll get better," but friends who will take you by the hand and lead you to Jesus and show you what a friend you have in him. You don't need to feel ashamed or feel funny about being open with your faith here, about reading your Bible, about praying, about talking with your fellow students about spiritual things, about expressing your joy in Jesus. It takes some spiritual maturity to do all that, but Jesus will give it to you. I was passing through the gym here just the other day, and I caught for a brief moment a bit of conversation that was happening between a student and a staff member, and the conversation was about Jesus. And I couldn't help thinking as I walked on, now that's good. You can't have too much Jesus. You just can't. Let's sing hymn 346, verses 1 and 4 through 6. 346, the first verse and the last three.